Welcome back to The Deep Dive. I'm Joe, and today we are looking at something that feels like it's straight out of the future, but it's actually our current reality. We're dissecting the 2026 Melbourne Vendor's Guide from Metrolinx. And joining me to make sense of this new normalcy in the Melbourne property market is our seasoned expert, Jane. Jane, 2026, it feels like we've finally caught our breath after the chaos of the last few years, right?
Oh, absolutely, Joe. It's a completely different landscape now. We've moved past that intensity at all costs era of the early 2020s. What Metrolinx is highlighting here is that we've entered the age of intelligence. If you're selling your home in Melbourne right now, you aren't just looking for a guy with a loud voice and a flashy suit. You're looking for a risk manager.
Right, a risk manager. That's a heavy title for a real estate agent. But the guide starts with something pretty provocative. It says, and I'm quoting here, "The most dangerous thing a vendor can do is rely on legacy reputations. Basically, don't hire the king of the suburb from 2021. Why is that?
Because 2021 was easy. Back then, you could put a for sale sign on a cardboard box and get 10 offers. But look at what happened in 2024 and 2025. We had massive interest rate volatility and those crazy supply chain issues that stalled new builds. The agents who survived and thrived in that window, the 2024-25 cycle, are the ones who actually know how to navigate a tricky market.
So you're saying we need to see the receipts from the last 18 months, not the last decade?
Exactly. Metrolinx is calling for granular performance data. You want to see their sales-to-list ratio.
Okay, explain that one to me. Sales-to-list, what are we looking for there?
This is where it gets spicy. In 2025, we saw a lot of agents buying listings. They'd tell a homeowner, oh, I can get you $1.5 million just to get the contract signed. Then 2 weeks later, they start conditioning the vendor, basically wearing them down, telling them the market has dropped, just to get them to accept $1.3 million.
That sounds exhausting.
It's terrible for the vendor. A high authority agent in 2026 should be able to show you a spreadsheet where their initial appraisal is within 5% of the final sale price. If there's a massive gap, they either don't know the local data or they weren't honest with the client from day one. At Metrolinx, we say, if the data is shaky, the strategy is shaky.
Mm-hmm. That makes total sense. And then there's days on market, or DOM. The guide says if the suburb median is 35 days and your agent is averaging 55, you've got a problem.
Huge problem. In 2026, momentum is your best friend. Buyers are savvy. They have real-time alerts. If a property sits there for 50 or 60 days, it becomes stale. People start wondering, what's wrong with it? You need an agent who can create that sense of scarcity and urgency, even when buyers are being cautious.
Right. It's about that first impression and keeping the foot on the gas. Now, let's talk about the money, the commissions. The guide says the conversation has shifted from how much do you charge to how do we align our interests?
This is the Metrolinx perspective in a nutshell. Don't look for the cheapest commission. If an agent is willing to slash their own fee just to get the job, how hard do you think they're going to fight for your sale price when a buyer starts haggling?
That's a great point. If they can't even negotiate their own pay, why trust them with your house?
Exactly. So the guide suggests a value-based or incentive-based structure. We call it the ratchet mechanism.
I love that term, the ratchet. How does that work in practice?
So say you're selling a place for around $1.2 million. You might agree on a base commission of, say, 1.8% for anything up to that 1.2 mark. But, and here's the kicker, you offer them a kicker of maybe 10% for every dollar they get above $1.2 million.
Oh, wow. So they are literally incentivized to squeeze out every extra $1,000 for you.
Precisely. It turns the agent into a partner rather than just a service provider. It ensures that when they're pushing for that final $20,000 at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday, they're doing it because it wins for both of you. It's total transparency.
It really feels like the 2026 vendor needs to be more like a CEO hiring a consultant. It's less about the vibe and more about the analytics.
Spot on, Joe. The new normalcy in Melbourne is all about cutting through the noise. It's about hiring a lead negotiator who can prove with data that they've done it before in this specific economic climate.
Well, if you're listening and thinking about selling, maybe put that 2021 trophy agent on hold and start asking for the 2025 spreadsheets. Jane, as always, thanks for the masterclass.
Anytime, Joe. It's an exciting time to be in the Melbourne market if you have the right strategy.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive. We'll see you next time.